At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. Is 94WIP. Check it out there. Hope everyone had a great weekend. It certainly was not a great weekend for the Phillies. Now, some good things happened, which was Bryce Harper heating up with three home runs, Schwarber a pair of home runs, including the Grand Slam Saturday, one to start the game on Friday. He picks up right where he left off in the first half. So a lot of good things going on for the Phillies. And the signing yesterday of David Robertson, which I'm going to get to here, but obviously they lose 2 out of 3. Not an overall good week, and they've lost 3 straight series now. The Phillies have work to do to get where they want to go. In come the Red Sox, then they go to New York to play the Yankees. It's going to be a challenging stretch. They get a little reprieve in there in between. I believe it's the White Sox, and then all of a sudden it's the Tigers, who are the best team in baseball. So this is going to be a tough stretch against the American League coming up right now for the Phillies. But the David Robertson signing is interesting. Third stint with the Phillies. I believe the first Phillies to Chuck Klein to have 3 separate stints with the team. We remember 2019, he signed the deal. He pitched 7 games. His arm blew out, didn't play in 2020, and that was it. And then he came back in 2022 in the trade with the Cubs, pitched 22 games down the stretch, 2.70 ERA. In the postseason, he had the injury against the Cardinals. I think he was jumping up and down when Harper hit the home run off of Michaelis, and we didn't see him again for a little bit, but then he saved game 1. I was down there in Houston for the World Series. I've always been a fan of David Robertson. He is a quality relief pitcher who still seems to have it. 12.4 strikeouts per 9 last year, which was the highest number he's posted over a full season. Wow. Says you have to go back to 2017 when he was with the White Sox and the Yankees. So, you know, Robertson could pitch though. And I think he'll do a good job when he revs up and gets in here. But I was thinking about it because when they signed Robertson yesterday, that really wasn't an absolute now move. I mean, that he's 40 years old. He hasn't pitched at a competitive game since last September. He was just showcasing and working out for teams. I don't know how long he's going to need to get ready. And I know he's older, and I'm sure he's been keeping his arm in shape, and he was obviously ready for the workout. So maybe it's closer to 3 or 4 weeks than it is 6 weeks. But he's going to need a little ramp up here. I mean, I don't think he's just going to walk in tomorrow and be in the bullpen. He's going to need a little ramp up. We'll see if he agrees to a minor league stint, if that's the way they do it, or they do it in a different way. But however they slice the cake, Roberts is going to need a little ramp up. You know, meanwhile, a guy you trade for tomorrow could be here tomorrow. So this strikes me as the kind of move a team does in preparation for October. And I have reservations about the Phillies thinking they're as big of a lock for October as they seem to. I don't think it's a lock. I think the Phillies are a favorite to make the playoffs in some capacity, whether it be the division or it be a wild card. But I don't think they're a lock by any means, though the Phillies are acting like it. So this weekend, John Middleton spoke before the game on Friday, and you know, he had a lot of things to say about the trade deadline and about what they did or didn't do last year, what they're trying to do this year, and the kind of that balance between now and the future. You know, owner speak. But one of the things that Middleton said, and it really echoed something that Dave Dombrowski has said in recent months, is a bullpen in the postseason can be way different than a bullpen in the regular season. You get a regular season bullpen, and then you could shift things around because of days off, because of starters that go to the bullpen, and you could have a different bullpen in October and be a different, you know, outcome. And Middleton spoke this weekend about Adam Wainwright and how in 2006, when Dombrowski's Tigers were taking on the Cardinals, if you look at the season and the totality of the Cardinals' bullpen, it was nothing close to extraordinary. It was nothing close to, you know, I would say excellent. But late in the season, the Cardinals shifted Adam Wainwright to the bullpen, and it was kind of that linchpin that held everything up and made them a better bullpen. And Adam Wainwright was the key piece to the Cardinals' bullpen. I mean, he closed out Game 7. He froze Carlos Beltran of the Mets in Game 7 up in New York, and they had a big upset in that NLCS just to get to the World Series. And Middleton was referencing that, hey, you never know what this bullpen could look like in October, because in October, all these starters we have, well, they'll become relievers. We only need a few starters. And he referenced until Game 4 of the Divisional Series, which that would mean the Phillies either win the division and have a top two record, they don't have to play the wild card round, or in the wild card round, you only need the three starters, and then you're kind of revving back up again in the next round, and you only need a fourth starter there, and blah, blah, blah. So his point was, you know, we have this depth of starting pitching, whether it be five or six guys that we believe in. And we also have some young guys who are not yet in the major leagues. Who knows what the bullpen could look like by then? Now you add in the David Robertson signing, and let's go and anticipate the Phillies will make another trade for a relief pitcher. And all of a sudden, this thing could look totally different. So I wanted to kind of juxtaposition what the bullpen looks like right now versus what I could see it looking like in the month of October. Now, things have to go right. They have to, you have to move forward. They have to have health. They have to have guys graduate, all that. But you could see it kind of coming to fruition. All right, let me pull up the current Phillies 26-man roster and just read to you what the bullpen looks like today. And we saw it this weekend with like guys like Lazar and Robert. And, I mean, you got guys coming out of the bullpen. They're like, really? You know, that Seth Johnson, this is who we're doing right now. So the active bullpen right now is Tanner Banks, Seth Johnson, Orion Kerkering, Matt Lazar, Daniel Robert, Jordan Romano, Joe Ross, Matt Strom, and Walker, I suppose, is in the rotation right now, so you don't count him, okay? So Banks, Seth Johnson, Kerkering, Lazar, Robert, Romano, Ross, Strom. As I look right now at the bullpen I wrote down, an eight-man bullpen for October, the only guys that I have that are in the current bullpen that I have making it to that bullpen are Strom, Robertson, and Banks. And Banks was my last guy. So that means five of the eight spots would change between now and the month of October. Now, to note, before I get into my bullpen for October and what it could look like, Jose Alvarado is not eligible. So he could come back and he could take someone's spot in the month of, you know, let's say late August. I think about a month from now he's eligible. Late August through the end of September, but he's not eligible for the postseason. So you got to push him back out the door in the month of October. So here's how I did this. I projected the four-man rotation in the month of October, and then I pushed a couple starters to the bullpen. I pushed a starter to the bullpen. I added Robertson in here. I projected a couple young guys to make the move to the bullpen, and I'm adding in a trade acquisition. That's how we're changing five spots in the bullpen between now and day one of the playoffs. Let's go.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Do the rotation first. It'll kind of inform where how guys found their way to the bullpen. All right, the rotation that I'm setting up for the month of October is Zach Wheeler, number one, Christopher Sanchez, number two. Those guys are dead-on locks. No question about it. Dead-on locks, number one, number two. They have been the best starting pitcher for the Phillies this year. They've been the most consistent starting pitcher for the Phillies this year. And no one's even close. You know, Ranger has had a good season, obviously. Hurt, though, to start the year. Bad start his first time out. Then he went on a great 6 or 7 week run the way he seems to every summer, and he put himself back in the All-Star conversation and all that. He had a start against Cincinnati 2 weeks ago where they took him out at 85 pitches. I thought that was curious. I believe the one before that in Atlanta, his velocity was down. And now you watch him since. Okay against the Padres, not very good yesterday against the Angels, and I'm starting to wonder if we're getting the swoon where the workload catches up to Ranger. His velocity is down across the board in all his pitches. So I'm going to put Ranger in the rotation, but more towards the back end. He's not a one or two guy for me. That would be Wheeler one, Sanchez two. I'm going to pencil Aaron Nola in to the playoff rotation. I think he is the most interesting and biggest question mark left with the Phillies the rest of the way that's not on the roster, like that won't be acquired, that is here, that is on the team. You know, Bryce Harper is, but if Bryce feels good, he's going to hit enough like we saw this weekend. No question with Schwarber. I think we know we're getting out of Turner at this point, which is good, not great, but okay. Well, yeah, considering the first couple years of his contract, we'll just take this. Alec Bohm now with the rib injury, which you hope doesn't linger here. The outfield is a complete disaster offensively. Bryce is not a complete disaster offensively. And I feel good about where JT is in terms of his uptick of his offense the last month and a half, and you know the defense sound. That's the team. That's the team. We'll see if they add a bat, but that's the team. Nola's a big question mark. If he could come back and pitch just solid, I mean like three or four, I think everything else falls in place to have a power bullpen in the month of October. If he can't, it certainly changes things, and you're going to have to take one of these starters that I have in the bullpen and put him in the rotation. But right now, I'm going Wheeler, Sanchez, Nola, Suarez as my four for the month of October as starting pitchers. Here's the bullpen. In my bullpen in the month of October, I'm going to have Orion Kerkering. I'm going to have Matt Strom. I'm going to have Tanner Banks. Those are the only leftovers from today all the way to October. I'm going to add in David Robertson, who was just signed yesterday. I'm going to expect a few-week ramp-up, but you know this, he's a professional. He still was very good last year in Texas. He's going to get people out when you ask him to. Now, do I trust him with the bases loaded, nobody out in the ninth inning? You know, now he's probably going to walk someone. I mean, he's never had the best control in the world, but he usually gets out of big jams and has a big strikeout pitch to get out of a jam. I feel like he can't be the addition, but okay, he's an addition, and he certainly makes the overall bullpen better than it was yesterday. So then there's Robertson. I thought it was instructive and interesting the way it was framed by John Middleton in terms of Abel and Painter, and I could see them both arriving here in bullpen roles down the stretch of the season. If the Phillies feel they have enough starting pitching and they could keep Lizardo in the bullpen right, I mean, in the starting rotation right into the end and then make the transition to the bullpen, they could ramp down or ramp up, however you want to phrase it, Abel and Painter when we get to late August, early September, and the end of the minor league season. Look, I don't know why people have been so hesitant on the Painter thing. It's so obvious to me. His command and his overall sharpness are not there as a starting pitcher right now, and he's not going to crack the starting rotation for this team unless either he takes a major uptick in the next 4 or 5 weeks, or there's a significant other injury here. He's just not going to do it. He's not going to beat out the guys that are here. So are we just not going to use him, or it's going to be another wasted year? It's going to be 3 wasted years of Andrew Painter in this team's window. It seems preposterous to me that they would let that happen. So I think Painter can absolutely arrive here as a bullpen piece down the stretch. So I put Painter in there. I put Abel in there. Robertson, Strom, Kirkering, Banks. Now let's add in Jesus Luzardo, because he's the one that gets bumped by Aaron Nola coming back, and he's the one that also gets bumped by the shorter rotation in the postseason. Look, I'm a big fan of Jesus Luzardo, and I think you look at his overall numbers this year and some of the underlying numbers, they're better than the ERA. He's had some bad outings. He wasn't sharp again Friday. He's had a weird season, but when he's on, I think he's their second best starter when he's on. Like, I think he's the second best pitcher on the team when he's on. It's Wheeler, and then it's Luzardo. Like, if you just tell me I got to get through the heart of the order, I like him. Now, the other thing that's interesting about him is he seems to get amped up, and he seems to get into these really big moments. He's pitched well against the Cubs. He's pitched well against the Mets. He's pitched well against the Dodgers. They're going to need that. Now, he has pitched well against the Brewers. That was one of his games where he felt like he was maybe tipping, and they crushed him, and now they're tied for the best record in all of the National League, and they've caught the Cubs at the top of the Central. The Brewers are for real now. And so you got to, you know, when I say he's pitched well against the contenders in the NL, we now have to include Milwaukee as a legitimate contender in the NL. That being said, I like the way Luzardo's pitched in big pressure moments. And I'm imagining him coming out of the bullpen in the 7th inning or 6th inning. Let's say Nola or Ranger starts the game. It's the 5th inning. You know, you could feel you're going to get length out of Wheeler and Sanchez. That's about it. You know, in October, you're going to try to dance around that third time through the order with Suarez, with Nola. And I'm imagining Jesus Luzardo coming out of the bullpen to get 5 outs, heart of the order coming up, Pico Armstrong, or Otani and Freeman and Betts, or Soto and Lindor. And he gets strikeout after strikeout, and he's on. And maybe less time out there, less tipping. So I have Luzardo in the bullpen. And the final spot is going to go to the relief pitcher the Phillies acquire over the next 10 days. Now, saw a story yesterday, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, saying the A's are basically telling teams, don't even call on Mason Miller. Okay, he's out. There's some mixed messaging on the Cleveland Guardians when it comes to Class A. We'll see if he actually moves or not. I'm skeptical they're going to move him. So I know it's going to be not as many huge arms as we want because it's supply and demand, and there's probably about 9 true sellers, maybe a jump up to 12, and there's 21 contenders, maybe it drops to 18. Either way, it's a seller's market. Who they get, I don't know. Is it Bednar? Is it Helsley? Is it one of the Twins guys with Jax or Duran? Any of them slot in here. Got to get one of those type of guys to add to the bullpen. So my bullpen for October, let's say it's a Duran, Jax, Helsley, Bednar, one of those guys. Luzardo, Kirkering, Robertson, Strom, Abel, Painter, Banks. That's a bullpen you could win with. That's a bullpen you could feel good about. Romano can watch from the crowd. The Lazars and Daniel Roberts and Seth Johnsons, they can get a ticket too, or, you know, be comped a ticket by the team and watch and get ready for next season. But that's a veteran bullpen mixed with some young arms with some promise that we can go to war with in the month of October. But the linchpin of this is Nola. He's got to get healthy to make this work. They need Robertson to work out, and they need to make a trade for a big-time relief pitcher. That's an October bullpen. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.